Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Later in the program, give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. They take on the Devils. And we have Wizards tickets as well. So if you want to go to the Wizards or the Caps and you want to go on our dime, we'll give you a chance coming up right around 8 o'clock.
So Caps play tonight, I believe.
Play Toronto tonight.
Play Toronto at home.
At Cap 1.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then they go out west for...
Three games, I believe, out west.
Yeah. I didn't even know Lars Eller was still in the league, to be honest.
he was just here at Cap 1 with the Pens.
Didn't even know
that.
He
was just here over the weekend.
How old is he now? 38? 39?
Oh, I don't think he's that old.
I think he's 35.
Is he?
I think you're a couple years.
34 or 35.
I think you're a couple years
I'm off.
I think you're
a little high on his age.
Let's see. Lars
Eller. What's his age again?
35.
Such a good game.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
35. So well, they wanted center depth.
Hopefully it doesn't get back to him. I thought he was 38.
Yeah, we'll keep that on the down
think
low.
He'll be okay.
It's Lars fine.
No, good
he strikes
dude,
me as the guy that doesn't get flustered very much.
He's very very even keel, yes. Lars Eller.
He's very chill.
Yes.
He's a good dude, though.
Like
I always
nice
like Lars Eller.
He's a nice guy.
Love him.
So I saw this story a couple days ago about how many push-ups you should be able to do at your age.
I clicked on it.
Curious.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have, we're all 54 now that I just hit 54 on my birthday a couple weeks ago. But they have 55 and they have 45.
Okay.
I believe each of us can do what the Mayo Clinic says.
What does the Mayo Clinic
you should do at 45?
What is the OJ Mayo
I mean,
Clinic
we should actually be
recommend
able to do what it says
OJ Mayo
for 25-year-olds.
Yes.
So they say to be in good shape. Now, I don't know about the quality of push-ups, but it says to be in good shape, a 25-year-old should be able to do 28 in a row.
Okay.
I think I could do 28 in a row.
I think so.
It'll be
pretty tired, but of
borderline on the form.
Yeah. I think I could get there, but my form would it would deteriorate probably after 20 or 25.
For a 45-year-old, it just says between 14 and 16.
Well, of course.
Oh, I mean,
it might be 14 for women, 16 for men.
That's not our demo. We're the 55 demo, JP.
Yeah.
Okay, you should crank out 12.
We're 54. You can't lump us in with 45-year-olds. We should be lumped in with the 55-year-olds.
The next demo is 55.
Yeah. We're not 12 55 just yet. Just my Johnson. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, come on. That's a joke.
That's kind of a laughable number.
I think for good cardiovascular health, I think I've read somewhere where that you need to be able to do something like 40.
Right. Like close to your age.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 consecutive.
40 would be tough.
40 would be.
That's a banged up shoulders.
40 would be tough. Yeah. I'll just be honest. 40 would be, that might be, maybe could get there, but 40 might be the limit.
I'm at the point now during my workouts, and I'll lift weights a couple times a week, that I have to modify so many exercises. I can't do a straight bar bench press.
Right.
So I have to use dumbbells, and I can't have my hands facing a certain direction. They got to be like this.
Well, I saw an Instagram, one of those reels. Valdez, maybe you can speak to this, or Drabby, you guys are, you know, you're working out all the time with Cork, your trainer. They said that the traditional dumbbell press like this, you know, only does, what, 50% of your chest or 70% of your chest, whatever. This is new to me. And I've worked out my whole life. But they said presses like this work 100% of your chest. Mm. I've never seen that before.
Don't know.
So you're reversing your hands.
Yeah, you reverse your hands. So I tried that this weekend. Mm. I don't know if I noticed any difference.
How does pickleball and tennis affect your chest workouts? that's what I need
very
to know.
Little interaction.
Probably
very little.
The
very little interaction.
10,000 golf balls.
Yeah, probably yeah. Not a lot.
By the way, how was yesterday? Did you play yesterday?
I did play yesterday.
Did you play at Norbeck?
I did. I played very well on the front. Kind of fell apart on the back. Just stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
6-1 putt, so.
Nice.
I'm telling
solid.
You.
Solid.
Does short game work? I don't even hit ball. I barely hit balls anymore.
It's just chip, putt.
That's all I do. Because everything else is stupid. Yeah. You could get greenish.
Yeah.
And then you got to get it up and down. Valdez, he's got a very good short game.
Mm-hmm.
It's windy yesterday.
Yeah,
it was windy. It kind of did affect us a little bit, but yeah.
It's going to get chilly today and tomorrow.
We're supposed to play again today.
It's going
to
be chilly today.
What are they saying? For 50?
Low 50s for
as
high.
As long as it's 50 or above, I'm good.
Well, as long as it's not windy.
Wind. But you know what? Sometimes it's kind of fun. It is kind of fun to try to figure it out. Somebody said.
Well, as long as it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 73 degrees
like
and windy.
Yeah, I don't like to be cold. But I think I'm properly prepared. But somebody said Faldo told somebody that you take your grass, right, when you're checking the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You, Valdez, have you heard this? You throw the grass up in the air, right?
Remember, Cakes didn't even recognize that concept a couple weeks ago.
He thought it was like a fake thing.
I thought it was passe. I mean, again, it's...
Well, how do you think people judge
I mean,
the
could
wind?
You have a more archaic way of gauging wind?
What are you going to do?
How would
your
you?
Finger?
I don't know. You
look for a flag somewhere.
All right.
Look where the trees would...
They do.
Yeah. You do all that.
Yeah,
it's
but on a par 5, for example, when you're driving, you might not see the flag.
If you watch a golf tournament, all right... The caddy or the player will throw grass up, but they'll also look up at the trees.
Sure.
They look at the trees, they look at the flag, they look at the flag next door, they look at the flag down there.
I'll leave that to you golf nerds. I play golf once a year.
But hold on,
they don't carry like wind detectors in their golf bag.
Faldo says, so you throw your grass up in the air, right? And say it goes four paces away. Like it blows.
In that direction.
Or 4 feet away. I guess for every foot, I think I have this right, it's 4 yards.
Okay.
So if it blows,
so you're doing some calculations.
Yes.
So if it goes four paces, it's a 16-yard wind.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to add 16 yards to take off.
Another reason why I'm out on golf. You got to do math while you're playing.
That's Faldo's calculation. I don't know.
That's probably something Tiger would do. He would probably factor it in.
It's 4 yards or something.
To the foot.
I never understand your calculations because you still stand by lose 15 pounds, gain an inch. So theoretically, let's just say you're a regular dude and over the years you gained 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You're not going to, and then all of a sudden you went on some crazy diet and you lost 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. You're not gaining 4 inches.
You're not gaining. You're going back to what you were before. It's not. You're not growing anything. It's just that when you get fat, it takes that skin away. I'm telling you, ask Dr. White. Any urologist will tell you. No, it's just like if you gain 20 pounds, you're probably losing a little.
An inch and a half or so.
Let's call Rom immediately.
Yeah, Rom, why do you think Rom, overweight, if you lose, you'll get a little bit more size
back. He did wax both me and JP in ping pong, which is... Still distressing.
Still smart.
It doesn't mean anything. It's
ping
pong.
It doesn't mean anything. It's true, but it's still in the back of my dome.
Yeah. Well, he's a better athlete than you. What are you going to do?
It's a knock on the resume.
He's not a better athlete. He's a better table tennis player. I will not concede that he's a better athlete.
I wanted to get under your skin there.
Yeah.
I can't lose to Rom in overall.
He wants to play you in tennis, too. The problem is he can only last a few points.
Yeah, and I'm scarred by losing to him in table tennis. I don't want to lose to him in real tennis.
Yeah.
Because then I might just drive my car into a brick wall.
When's the last time lifted weights?
Lifted weights. I mean, it's probably been 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
It's been a while.
You actually did it.
When my youngest son was still in high school,
okay.
I would lift with him. Then he went to college and I just tress weighed lifting weights.
Punted
it away right away.
I, I'm actually impressed you did it 2 or 3 years ago, because I was going to guess it was when you were paid to do it by Bally's back in the day.
No, I had a little stretch run there, and then I tired of it. I got tired of lifting weights.
Hey, Cakes, don't get the face.
Uh-oh, you're going to pick on Cakes?
No, everyone back here is calling BS that Cakes can do 28 real push-ups consecutively.
Oh.
I mean,
I think he might be able to. You think he
can? I know, I couldn't.
Why am I always the guinea pig when it comes to, like, physical challenges? I'm always the one with the target.
You got the face.
I mean, I knew he was going to get the face.
And I'm sorry that I have to come across as the bad guy, but everyone back here is just going.
I mean, maybe I could get to 28. They wouldn't be the greatest form, 28, but I believe even Cakes, without doing push-ups, I could rip off 28 push-ups.
I'm Team Cakes. I think you got it.
Right.
28 is for a 25-year-old anyway. He just needs to crank out. If you want to bump you up to 55, you just need to crank out 12.
I mean, 12 I could do one-handed.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't do one-handed, but you know what I'm talking about. It's hyperbole.
I like the
12
I
could do.
I'm not going to make Cakes do it. I'm not gonna make Cakes do it.
It's fine. I can either do it or not do it. Whatever.
I have faith in you.
You got the face when I told him Rom was a better athlete. That's when he got the face.
It's a lot of FaceTime over here.
That's when he got the face.
Right.
But EB, I'm going down to play some golf down in Daniel Island.
Where is that?
South Carolina.
It's in Charleston.
What's it called? Daniel Island?
Oh, it's beautiful. But there's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Water gets in my head, man. It does. It gets in my
head. Scarred.
Anytime I play a water-filled course, if I tried to hit it in the water, I couldn't. And if I said, all right, I'm going to hit this ball, 175 yards in the water, I couldn't. But if I try and hit the green, I'm probably going to hit the water.
Right.
So do you just chunk it all of a sudden?
No, I just don't hit it well. And, just water gets into my head. And these courses, especially in South Carolina, have tons of water. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a real challenge.
Well, I'm at that point. I've told you many times. I'm not interested in going out somewhere and being super challenged. No. I want it to be enjoyable.
Medium challenge.
I don't
level.
Need to go out there and play freaking the world's hardest courses.
No. Why would you want to do that?
Modest.
Don't you want to scorch them?
I just want to play a nice modest challenge.
You want to do well.
Yeah. The game's a challenge enough.
Right. Golf is hard enough as it is.
Right.
I don't know why
I'm so wiped out this morning. I'm so freaking tired.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, probably late.
No, 9:30.
Did you sleep well?
I didn't sleep great because I put a little portable heater on and I kept sweating, and then I had to get up in the middle of the night and turn it off.
I had a fan blowing on me. I was under one sheet and I was like, it felt
How's
so good.
How's that comfortable when you're shivering?
I love sleeping like I'm in a crypt.
But why do you like to be cold?
I sleep more comfortably when I'm cold than when I'm hot.
Being cold is miserable to me.
I would always choose cold over hot.
Yeah.
At the extremes.
Well, yeah, because you can put the blankies on.
Sure.
So you only have a sheet.
Yeah.
Does Amy have the sheet?
She has sheet, blanket, another blanket, sometimes a robe on top. Like, we're completely different. Yeah. Completely different setup sleeping-wise.
Different species. Yeah, I'm that way.
When it comes to sleeping,
I like to be warm.
Yeah.
But last night I was sweating.
I woke up this morning and looked at the temperature in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guess.
60 degrees.
I was going to guess 62.
It was 60 degrees.
I mean, that's freaking...
Bro, I mean, it's cold outside.
That's extreme for me, too.
I feel like you could die.
But you know what? I was comfortable. I got the dog there.
You keep justifying that.
I got 15, quilts on the bed.
I mean, are you snuggling with the dog?
No, but she warms up the bed. I mean, she's 65 pounds. Mm-hmm. She warms it up.
Yeah.
She's especially at the bottom of the bed.
That's an electric heater in his bed.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, was Herbstreit, did I see that clip of him? Was he just bawling?
Yeah.
On Lee
his
Corsa?
Dog, Ben.
Yeah,
Ben
passed,
Herbstreit.
Yeah, put him down.
Passed recently.
And that dog had been a big deal, right? Because he had been bringing it everywhere.
He was flying in his PJ with him everywhere.
He was making everything about his dog.
He was out on the field with him wherever he goes.
And it was
his buddy. It's his companion.
I know.
I've never heard the last name attached to a dog.
Why?
Is that how they do it?
Why?
Like, did you call your dog...
No, you call your dog
Belle Auville
by its first name. But
I know, but he called it Ben Herbstreit.
I mean, it's like a member of his family. All right.
I've got a
is it Simba? I have to keep my mouth shut on this.
I've got a neighbor who calls my dog Luca Bishop.
Okay.
Really?
I've never heard that.
It's kind of weird, but I don't. My wife
does. It's not a human being.
I know, but
understood. But when that dog passes, it's a devastating day for the family.
I understand.
It's a heart-wrenching day.
It's a harsh day. I know.
I am not looking forward to that day. That's going to be awful.
But your dog's name Winnie, right?
Winnie.
It's not Winnie Auville.
No, it's Winnie.
Right. It's a one-namer.
Just Winnie.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Why was Herb Street bringing the dog everywhere? Was it just because the dog was on its last legs?
Probably.
And he knew it was sickly?
Probably. He knew, this is his last go-round.
Right.
Okay. Crab shaking his head like that's not the case.
I think he brought it on because he felt so lonely. He talked about it in the piece. He's lonely on the road. He wanted a piece of his family with him on the road. And so he was able to take his dog with him on the private flights in the hotel rooms. And he was just away from home so much that the dog brought him joy and remembered him.
You know, that's kind of strange because, I mean, unless they just hook him because he's Kirk Herbstreit. But there's only a certain percentage of hotels that are pet friendly.
Oh, yeah. That dog was living a great life.
So you can't just go to the Ritz-Carlton and say, all right, can I bring my dog?
Because
they're going to say no.
Like he was calling.
Well, I understand that, but pet friendly hotels are usually Holiday Inn Express, Hilton Garden Inn.
He was staying at
not the top notch hotel.
Well, he was staying at the Four Seasons, I think.
Right.
Like in LA when he's calling the game with Al Michaels like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
They probably just hooked him.
Oh, they had like a brand new dog bed for Ben. They had like specially made cookies for him. They had a gift basket. They had dog treats. Like that dog's living better than 99% of the humans on the planet.
Correct.
Like,
that's my point. Because
taken care of.
If I called the Four Seasons and said, "Can I bring my dog?" They're going to say no.
There were special accommodations made.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that we were talking about it a year or two ago. That Trav was saying, "Can you imagine working with Herbstreit and he's bringing his annoying dog everywhere?" Like you're
set. The dog's probably awesome though. Was probably awesome.
Depends on your perspective.
You're just not a dog guy.
Just could be annoying.
If you love
But it was a very chill dog. Like
it probably just laid down next to him.
Like it was there was video of it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of the dog laying down in between him and Fowler
right.
When they're calling the game. And it's not a small dog. He was a big dog, like 80 or 100-pound dog.
Yeah.
Just lying down right in between them. While they're calling,
I mean,
action.
If I brought my dog to something like that, she would just lay down right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Any time I've seen your dog bouncing around.
When's the last time you saw my dog?
when you got her.
Right.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
She's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
She doesn't just run away and go chase deer.
Yeah, right. Back when you were like learning German orders.
Yes.
A German dog instructor, right?
Well, yes, we did. That, I'm telling you, it worked a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't speak German to her.
I wouldn't think you would.
But she's a lot better. She's more obedient.
Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the Capitals and what they did yesterday, making moves here on the Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.